shit. I forgot what I picked already. Hang on. Hard editing here. Oh, wow.
Yes!
Make it out.
Make it out.
Make it out.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Drew Han Show. I'm here with Tammy and Aaron, and this is our Mile 10 preview episode. Yes. If you didn't notice, we have a Make It Out campaign. So that's just our plug again to get the Stews to play their song Make It Out.
Just once for us.
One set. That's all we
want. Let us know which set. We will rearrange the spreadsheet. Yes.
All for you.
Yes, exactly. So we are there for it. So here we are, ready to talk Mile. I know this is exciting stuff. We have a great episode ahead. We're going to share some fun facts about the Mile. We're going to talk strategy a little bit because we all do this a little differently. We do barely see each other on the Mile anyway. So there's different ways that we handle this and picking the bands. It's so hard. It's so hard. And then we're going to talk about an idea we have for a stage, by the way. You know, we like to poke at Mile and give them our suggestions passive aggressively through the podcast.
They love us.
Oh, yeah. We have a little thing called a Cal Song Challenge, by the way. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. And then, of course, we're each going to be picking artists along the way that we are excited to see, particularly new ones to us, and feature them and their music in the podcast. So lots of things ahead. With that said, girls, isn't it hard to pick an artist or a song for this episode?
It is a full-time job.
If you look at our Facebook Messenger chat, you will understand just how hard it is to pick.
Yes. If we had to like make a diagram, there'd be lines everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. And again, we had to use our hints towards each other to not maybe have any overlap. So we'll share our hints again in the podcast to give you a clue of how this goes for us.
The hints are actually really fun. That was something we started last year before the Mile preview episode. And it's just evolved to this thing where like it's not just a hint anymore to make sure we're not duplicating artists. It's just this whole elaborate.
It's just, yeah.
And it's really interesting like to see our personalities through these, you know, bands that we pick.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so I was having a tough time picking, you know, bands. And so finally at the last minute before, you know, getting ready for this, it finally all came to me, glued together everyone I wanted to feature. And as the host, I decided, you know what? I'm going to put two songs in the show.
Oh, look at that. You get special attention, the Drew Han Show.
Well, my name is on it, so there we go.
You win.
Anyways, it's actually a mutual share, I thought. I picked an artist that I want to feature right up here early that I think we're all very excited to see. Aaron, you know a lot about him. Who am I going to feature first?
Welshly Arms.
Yes. I just love this band, love their sound. Aaron, you've known about them for some time, though, right?
I have. And, you know, funny that we're talking about them first and foremost because they were also the first band announced in the first 50 this year.
Yeah.
So that is a fun fact just to get us warmed up for a fun fact session later. But yeah, Welshly Arms, they have been a favorite of mine for many, many years. Originally, I found them because their lead singer, Sam Getz, was a member of Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers. Now, you might remember Stephen. He played at Mile 2. I have been a fan of his for many, many years before that. And so when the Sixers went on hiatus, many of them picked up side projects, and this was Sam's.
Okay.
And it's, you can feel some elements of that Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers sound, but it went a whole other direction. It brought in these soulful harmonies and this just high energy, and I've never heard anything quite like it. They've been a favorite for so long because of it, and they've never been to Mile.
Yeah. Oh, I'm shocked. Yeah.
I didn't realize this is their first time.
First time at Mile. Now, they have played in the Valley before. The first time I saw them was at what used to be Mill Creek. It was Mill Creek at the time. And it was great because I walk in and I'm singing along to every single song and everyone else is just there to, you know, check out some new music. So they are fantastic. They came in, were so nice to have the chance to talk with them a little bit after that. I mean, you know, Mill Creek, it's a small enough space.
Yep, mm-hmm.
So you have that opportunity to get to know them a little bit. And, you know, they were just so welcoming and wonderful, you know, as so many Mile artists are. So they'll fit right in. And then I've seen them at Summerfest. I've seen them at other venues in Milwaukee. But then not terribly long ago, they actually played over the winter up in Green Bay at Badger State, I believe.
Nice.
And so that was the last time I got to see them playing with Mother Folk, another Mile artist.
Good one, yeah.
Just so excited they're going to finally be at Mile.
And mile 10 of all miles.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Way to make a splash and premiere on mile 10, I'd say. How would you describe their sound for someone who doesn't know them very well?
They are a little bit hard to describe because it is, I mean, it's a rock sound.
Yes.
But it's more than that.
Yeah.
It's got a bluesy edge to it. It's got a soulful edge to it. It's got a little bit of different genres kind of mixed into this driving rock sound. Great harmonies.
I wanted to drive in like they have a solid sound, like it's good. It's stage rocking, like good sound. You know, I didn't want people to think maybe it's an acoustic soft thing. You know what I mean? Like
definitely a full band, full rock. Music. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Good
yeah they
sound.
Label themselves as alternative rock. So
that's like, so vague, though.
Yeah, and they talk like on the Mile app. You know, they're the part of the indie rock world. So
they're up there with a lot of our favorites, you know what I mean? So definitely exciting. Okay, well, we're going to kick things off with Welshly Arms and one of their songs that I fell in love with, you know, and I mentioned this to you, Aaron, and I know you like this song a lot. It's called Learn to Let Go, you know, so let's get things going. Let's let go of the jitters here for our Mile 10 preview, you know, loosen up, and we'll be back on the other side of this song. Welcome back to the Drew Hahn Show. I'm Drew Hahn. I'm here again with Tammy and Aaron. And you just heard Welshly Arms. By the way, I want to point out, they only have two shows at Mile of Music.
And both the same day.
Yeah. So you can only see them on Thursday.
Yeah.
So if you're adding them to your spreadsheet, do not miss them the first day. No. You don't have other opportunities.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So catch them early. And
we'll be at one of those shows.
Jones Park. I'm looking forward to them at Jones Park. You know, for me personally, Jones Park isn't always a go-to spot for me. But I really see this band doing well in Jones Park, and I think I'll really enjoy rocking out down there. So
it's kind of nice too. There's a couple other good bands down there the same day.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jones Park is great, but it's a little bit out of the way to walk all the way down there and then all the way back up for your next show.
Right.
But if you're catching a few, it's a lot easier to get away with.
Exactly. And if you want to get your steps in,
yes,
yeah, there you go
to Jones Park.
Yeah.
Because getting steps in is always a problem for us during Mile.
Right.
Well, that's part of what we'll talk about in our strategy section coming up a little bit, and how to avoid getting so many steps is part of the plan, right?
You know?
Yeah, two shows. Anyways, let's get into some fun facts, girls. Before we kick that off, I do want to remind our listeners, we're recording in Elkhart Lake today. Can you say it for me, Aaron?
Elkhart Lake.
Yeah.
Right? It's a little tongue twister.
Yeah,
there.
It's a gorgeous day here in this small little town, but it's beautiful here, and the water's not too far away, so it's a great place for us to be on location and to group together and discuss this great Mile event. So,
and also a great place to catch local music. In the summer, they have multiple venues down here that will have outdoor music multiple times a week.
Oh,
so
yes.
It's always a good place to go. If you're just looking for something new, want to get out, hear some tunes, good town for it.
Easily walkable, you know, everywhere, you know, so I recommend coming to check this out.
Very family friendly too.
Yeah. All right. Fun facts. You know, I was trying to find a way to like give our listeners a fresh take on what Mile is about and what you can expect to find. And so I was just like noting all the random things that would come to mind, and I thought I could ball this up into fun facts with Drew, Tammy, and Aaron.
I mean, we're fun.
Right.
We'll give some facts out.
Right. You know, they're just anything you would find, you know, along the way. So I'll kick things off with one that we all have noted early on, but the listener should be aware to watch out for stuff like this. We have two bands at Mile. One is called Trash Panda, and the other one is called Trash Pandas. Okay, so we have two bands with similar names. You're going to want to be careful about that.
Exactly. There's a lot of similarities in bands this year. I mean, there's also Danny Nicole's, and then there's the Daniel Nicole Band.
Right.
Again, two different bands. But if someone's like, oh, I want to see Danny Nicole, you're going to be like, is it Daniel Nicole Band or just Danny Nicole's?
Yeah. So pick and choose wisely when you're choosing some of these artists.
Right. Don't just assume that because you see something without an S on the end that it was a typo because it was likely intentional. Actually, that Trash Pandas conundrum really threw me off at first. When I saw Trash Pandas, I think it was, got added to the list first, and I wasn't as familiar with them. But I said, oh, Trash Panda, they look like they have some overlap with other Mile artists as you're looking at their Spotify. And I'm like, they would be such a great fit. I wonder if this is the band they meant to add. Well, it turned out they meant to add them both.
I'd be curious if they have any kind of back-to-back show, because that would really mess with a lot of people.
Totally would mess. I'm just curious, like, their merch, you know, the bands with their t-shirt, like, do they both actually represent the panda?
Yeah, right. What? Or if you buy the, let's say you like Trash Pandas, but you buy Trash Panda shirts, so then you just write on an S, you know?
Yeah, I like them both.
Just yesterday, I was at the Harley-Davidson homecoming party in Milwaukee, and I saw someone with a Trash Panda beer.
Oh.
No idea what it is. No idea if it has anything to do with either of the bands.
Right.
But I was really curious, but I also didn't want to get into a conversation with that guy. He looked a little...
Sketch.
Yes, sketch. Oh, yeah. sketch.
Was he trashy? No.
I mean, he was living up to the Trash Panda name.
Yeah, you wonder like how it would be interesting to interview these bands and wonder how, like, how did you come up with this name?
Yeah.
Like, did you know there's another similar band?
Right.
I mean, like, and speaking of, like, just going through the Mile app and seeing the different bands, like... There's a kind of a theme. There's a Valley Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Fox and Bones. Fox Royale.
Oh, yeah.
We have a theme there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's fun. Yeah. Aaron, how about you? What'd you got for a fun fact for us?
Well, I wanted to circle back actually to when the first 50 episode came out, and we were talking about an artist called Hollis Brown.
Oh, yeah.
And we spotted him on the playlist, but we hadn't seen him announced. And so I wanted to circle back to that because as we were doing some digging, we saw, you know, several, four or five, I think five maybe, of the other artists that are coming actually had a lot of the songs on Spotify recorded together.
Yeah.
Come to find out, Hollis Brown is actually connected into that whole conglomerate, whatever you want to call it. And so it wasn't a mistake. And it wasn't, it was someone who was part of that whole thing. Yeah. And we just didn't know what we were looking at.
Nope.
So I thought that was a fun fact. You know, we had our mystery artist and it's been resolved.
Yeah.
We pay attention to the details.
Yes, exactly.
In case anyone's wondering.
Yeah, we're here for you. Here's a fun fact that I'm excited about. J.D. Eicher is going to be there with the full band.
Ooh,
yes. Full band, guys.
He is so good. Even just like listening and tell his stories.
Yep. I was really excited when I found this out. I wasn't sure. It just says J.D. Eicher, you know, for the lineup, you know. So I reached out to him, you know, we're best buds.
Inside scoop.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he said he's bringing the full band. So he's got six sets and I'm really excited about that.
I can't wait to hear that.
I know, me too. Another one at Lawrence Chapel where Aaron and I had a moment last year. So I'm sure we'll have another moment this year.
Absolutely, we will.
There's also two bands I notice with a same song title.
Oh.
Oh.
Called Slip Away.
Oh.
The Stews has a song called Slip Away and Sweet Lizzy Project.
Okay.
Slip Away.
Okay.
But it's just interesting. Another, you know, common
thing, yeah.
Thing we see.
Listeners, you know what to do. Go find Slip Away by both these artists and check it out, you know.
If you have Apple Music, you can find my playlist.
Right. Oh, did we just say something about The Stews?
Yeah.
Make it out. Make it out. Make it out.
Okay. Aaron, back to you. What do you got for a fun fact?
One thing that I thought was really cool is this year is seeing some of the evolution of past Mile artists. So you see people like Meow Boys, I believe they were called, who are an offshoot of Motherfolk.
Oh,
you see Mateo coming back with a different band. You see some of these artists who have been to Mile and know what it's all about, but they're bringing something completely different to the table this time around.
I just want to point out that Mateo, he was formerly with Wild Adriatic, and he kind of puts together sometimes the Mile Jam at the end of the festival, but he's in a new band, which will be at Mile Music, called Precious Metals.
So that's right.
Another fun fact for you guys there. Here's another great one, you guys, just to remind everyone, the Mile Music bus is back this year.
Yes. We are so excited. Thank you, Dave. Shout out to Dave Williams for getting the bus back.
And I'm just going to shout out a lot of past guests that have been on the podcast so far are going to be on that Mile bus. Cal, Sam, JD, I mean, it's just the Jackson. They're all going to be on the Mile bus.
Is this the Drew Hahn Show bus?
I don't know. I think so.
Sponsored by.
Yeah, absolutely. I need a banner on one side of that bus, right?
Just get a little magnet, slap it on. No one will ever know.
So that's a great fun fact. Anything else from you, Tammy?
Well, I'm going on this animal kick. So you were talking about, did you say meow?
Meow Boys.
Meow Boys. We're going back to cats. We have fantastic cat this year. Cat and the Hurricane. Kiss the Tiger, you know, tigers, cats.
Yeah, meow.
And Sick Kitty Sits.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
cat-tastic.
It's right. And then there's a little dog in there, Feed the Dog.
Yeah,
it's just, I have a feeling these musicians are animal lovers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Foxy and cat-tastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That's a band name right there.
It is.
It's so really great.
There's a theme this year, and it's all about the animals.
I know. And then when I was going through the app, you know, sometimes I'll just heart different bands based on the name. So I could not help. I was like, well, I have to like Fantastic Cat. I have to like Cat the Hurricane. And there are some of the bands I just got drawn to based on the name.
That's a whole other topic is band names.
It is.
There are some great ones this year. I did not make a list. I should have. But some of the names you go through and it's like, I don't know what kind of music that is. Usually you kind of get a sense of it from the name if they chose a name that works.
Right.
You know, sometimes you look at it and it's like, what on earth would that be?
Like, where
I can't
did you
tell
get
if that's
this?
Hard rock or country or acoustic solo act. You know, it could be anything.
Did you have any other fun facts, Aaron?
I'm running low on my list because we're overlapping a little bit here. Another fun fact, so it is officially mile 10, but for us, it is mile 11.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Super
so,
troopers.
COVID year, we had our own little celebration.
Yeah,
and
mile.
So it's...
Sorry, we're one ahead, everybody.
We're one
what
ahead.
Can
right?
you say, you know? Here's another fun fact for you. I don't think we've touched on this. You know, Molotta and the Humble, a favorite of ours, they're back for Mile of Music. But also, the lead singer does a solo project. It's just his name. I'm terrible at pronouncing this. I think it's Kaola.
Kaola.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but he's going to have two sets at Mile as well. So I just think that's really fascinating, and I'm really looking forward to catching both those, actually. So
I am excited for that, too. I started listening to him quite a bit during the pandemic and really liked his solo sound. And you know, that's another fun fact that I hadn't mentioned, is there are quite a few artists this year that have their full band, but then also are appearing as a solo artist.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Lots of different ways to check them out, really.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to circle back and just say that Cal Shimmers also will have a full band at Mile of Music. Yes.
I cannot wait to see Cal in the band.
He has only got two sets as well.
That's going to be full. I mean, get there early.
Yeah.
Because he will have a packed house.
I'm excited to see what he sounds like with the full band. I know it's going to be amazing, but just so much to look. So many full bands to see.
Yeah.
Tammy, any other fun facts over there?
Just one little thing. The birds and the bees.
Oh, yeah. Talk about the birds and the bees.
Well, you know, everybody knows that we love Me Like Bees, but then there's also a band called Little Bird.
Oh, yeah.
Collaboration.
I mean, yeah.
See, more animal talk from Tammy over there.
I don't know. I've, like, zoned in on these animals, and it just kind of makes me giggle. I'm like, oh, who do you like? I like Little Bird and Me Like Bees. And
all right. Okay. I want to wrap up our fun facts section with just one more fun fact. This is good transition. Thank you, Tammy, for mentioning the bees.
Hey, anytime.
Because there will be a Joplin takeover.
Yes.
At the Emmett stage on Saturday with Fox Royale and Me Like Bees back to back.
I cannot wait.
If you want to be somewhere, you want to be there for those two shows because
yes.
It's going to be amazing. Two awesome bands. Both have been on the show. Love
I made
guys.
That suggestion to Mile, and they
followed through.
They made it out.
Make it out. Make it out. Make it out.
All right.
I appreciate that, Mile. Thank you very much.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, we got to keep things moving along. We're going to go into Aaron's artist pick now.
Oh boy.
Yeah,
ooh,
are you ready for
wait.
This? Now, to remind listeners, we do the hints. So we each like message each other our hints, try to figure out what band we might be picking. Artist or group, you know? So, Aaron, do you have your hints that maybe you could share to the audience out here?
Yeah, so the band that I chose, their name is really hard for me to Google and find information about.
Okay.
Because it is super generic. Well, come to find out that is intentional, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
They also, the name might make you think of a shape-shifting alien terror film from 1982.
Okay.
It also might make you think of a secondhand store in Brooklyn, which is rumored to have more used vinyl than anywhere in New York City.
Ooh.
Which makes sense because this band is based in New York City.
Okay. All fun.
Oh.
Band. Yeah.
Any guesses?
You go first, Drew.
Should I go first? Or do you think you know?
I have some funny fail thoughts.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought we could say it at the same time if we knew who it was.
Now, the more Aaron has talked about
I'm going to go ahead and give my, I feel pretty confident in saying, is it The Thing?
It is The Thing.
Yeah!
Yes, and for Mile fans, you might be disappointed to see 87 Nights is not on the list this
Correct.
Year. You will be relieved to know that The Thing sounds very similar, and that's because they share a lead singer.
Yes, Zane Accord of 87 Nights is part of The Thing.
Oh, I was so thrown off. You're going to laugh. I think at one of your hints when we have this group chat, I was like, is it the Ill Genesee? I don't know if you saw that on the Mile playlist.
Yep.
I forgot what drew me into that, but that's like indie hip hop. And I'm like, Aaron's going a completely different way than I thought. So then that dropped off my mind. Then I thought it was this indie rock band called Circe. Because when you said it was like hard to like Google, I thought it had a really strange name. And I think, if I remember right, like Circe, they might have a song called Monster or something. So I thought that's where you were going with this horror movie theme.
Alien terror movie. Yeah.
I was just like, I was so thrown off.
I knew they were both on our radar too. So I'm like, I have a hunch this is it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the band?
Yeah, so upon further Googling, when you type in The Thing, I mean, you get a lot of results that have nothing to do with these guys. But once you narrow it down, you do find out, like I say, they are New York City based. They are made up of members of other bands, people who have been performing elsewhere for a long time, but actually have known each other for many, many years from school before they all went off to college or different directions and started pursuing musical careers other places.
Sure.
And they all came back together and reunited. So they have been around for a long time, but not under this name and identity.
Okay.
I mentioned that the name, you know, it's hard to search. It's super generic. They wanted their music to speak for itself. So as we were talking earlier a little bit, sometimes you look at an artist's name and you just know that's country or that's, you know, whatever it might be. They didn't want their name to define anything. They wanted the music to just define itself,
awesome.
Which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
They just came out with their debut record this April.
Okay.
And they're already working on their next one. So it's fantastic. If you're a fan of 87 Nights, you will love this as well. It's rock and roll, straight up raw rock and roll, authentic sound, just this really high energy, fun. I'm assuming having seen 87 Nights, fun live show as well.
Yeah.
And that's what it sounds like. And, you know, it's just refreshing to hear some new rock with, you know, really nice, strong voice, great guitars. Like I said, there's not a lot out there yet because they
fresh on the scene.
Are fresh on the scene. Yeah. They just came out and started playing. I believe it was winter of 2022 that they actually started playing out in New York City a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, they were high school friends who reconvened and now all live together in a townhouse and write songs.
All right. Can't get much better than that.
Right.
Erin, what song did you decide to choose for the preview episode?
I went in circles for a long time on this because I had a few I really liked, but I landed on Dixie Queen.
Yes! Yes, I love this song.
Oh,
yes.
I can't. You know, I listened to them, just through the Mile playlist, but I have not honed in on them. So I'm excited to check them out now, Erin.
You're going to love them. Great. We'll have some fun.
So quiet when we're ready to start up the next segment. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
There's just no traffic. We're in Elkhart Lake and we're kind of close to a road. If you hear some humming in the background, I apologize, but there's traffic. Motorcycles seem to love that we're podcasting right now.
Right. And the muscle cars.
And the breeze kind of picks up while we're in mid-segment as well, too. But right now, it's very calm. Notice that? I think as we get really excited about it, the weather and the cars, they all know that they have to feel that same vibe with us and intensify it for us.
The energy here.
We're back here on the Drew Hahn Show. And you just heard Erin's artist pick this year for part of the Mile 10 preview. What a great song, by the way. I love that song.
So catchy. Yeah. So fun. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to see it live.
Yes, that'll be exciting. Were there any other bands that you were struggling when you were making these picks, like that you're looking forward to seeing for Mile?
There were a lot. The other one that I was strongly considering bringing into this podcast was Marina City.
Oh, I know. Me too. Yeah.
They're a lot of fun. Again, rock music.
Yeah.
A little harder edge in some ways.
Sure.
I'm trying to remember what the comparison was that I heard. It was Avenged Sevenfold meets, I can't remember what the other one was.
Sure, I would almost say from the little bit I've heard, I mean, it's Avenged Sevenfold even meets kind of Blink 182.
It wasn't Blink, but it was someone of that type of music. Yeah. That was the comparison, and I can't remember right now who it was. But yeah, it's kind of that like pop punk meets slightly harder rock.
Yeah.
It's a really unique, really good mix.
Right.
They were fun. They're based out of Chicago. A lot of stuff I could talk about with them too, but we'll skip that. But yeah, they were They're on my hot list for sure.
Cool. All right. Well, we're going to keep things moving along. We have reached the point where we're going to just touch briefly on strategy. You know, I know everyone knows us as hardcore Mile people, you know, and there's a lot of people that go down there, check out the music like we do. And then there's the casual fan as well. And it's like, where do you find the mix? Where do you find the blend? How do you guys do it? How do you maximize all your time down there? See everything you want to see and run around? I'm like, well, first of all, we are running around.
Yes.
There's not a moment for rest. We barely eat. As you know, we don't advocate socializing too much.
Right. So don't expect to, like, if you want to see music and hang with us, like, we probably won't do a lot of talking.
No, you won't.
We're there for listening.
We're listening. And if you catch us walking from one venue to the next, it's got to be kind of brief. Sorry, you know, but usually we're on time crunches to get to where we want to go.
Exactly. So. As we decided last year's preview episode, music first, friends second.
Yep. Absolutely.
We're on our way to see the bands.
Yep. I want to start off by saying, you know, the Mile schedule just recently came out prior to recording this episode. And I told you girls, you know, in our group chat, but I want to share this with the listeners. It is like draft day.
Oh,
you know, like
it
a
is.
Football draft day or any sports draft day. I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm sure for us trying to figure out where we're going to go and who we're going to see. But also, you know, the artists just find out, you know, a couple days prior to, I believe, you know. And so I'm sure there should be cameras on them, you know, like, oh, my God, what did we get? What did we get? Where are we going to be?
Right. It also reminds me of like fantasy football. You know, your players and like your trading.
Yes.
It's like spots.
Yep.
You
absolutely.
Know, sets, music times, venues.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I bet for the venues, too, who'd we get this year? Who'd we get this year?
Yeah. Like, do they have a say? Do they, like, you know, we would really like, you know, is there any input? I would
I'm
love
sure
to
there's
know.
A strong urging. And I'm sure the Mile team, you know, it's not easy to schedule all this. And so for them to even get our little suggestion, I don't know if they listened to us or just did it, but Fox Royale and Me Like Bees, you know, like all those little intricacies that have to happen. I want to do a Travis Worth shout out, by the way.
Oh.
He is, we were saying he needs a shirt that says Worth It.
Worth It.
I don't know how he does the Mile, because if you're not familiar with him, he's from Milwaukee, but performs with a lot of bands. You know, he helps out with Listening Party. He helps out with Sam Ness. I believe he was helping out with Isaiah and the New People. Like, I think he's floating between a lot of artists at Mile.
He is so talented.
Yeah, he really is. And so I'm like, if we think we're exhausted, just imagine this guy running around from band to band to band trying to catch shows.
Actually playing all the music, needs to know all these songs.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Our goal is just to get a spot in.
Yeah.
To right. watch.
Well, and that's something to think about with the scheduling, too. Of course, great, we're trying to organize and put make sure these bands don't overlap with themselves, but then if someone's involved in multiple bands or has a solo project and a band project, how do you make sure that everything lines up and that they have time to get to their next act set up?
It's like a post-it scheduling nightmare. Like Miles posted all their post-its, right? I can only imagine, like, Travis Worth here, there.
Yeah. All the colors you would need to do this.
Yeah.
So speaking strategy, let's see how we do this differently and how we might do it similarly.
Okay.
You know, the big thing for me I'm noticing that I'm honing in on this year is how many shows can I plug back to back to back to back to back? And that's by a time constraint. You know, I want as little time gap between shows also so I can get the most in. But also I need to have time to get to those shows, right? So like trying to find all these intricacies and then venue choices, you know, plays a hard part into that. So it's been tough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the show count ratio I've been dealing with this year. You know, I spoke off air with you guys about, you know, like Cal has two shows and I want to be there for him. But if I see one of his two, that's 50% of his shows at Mile. Whereas J.D. Eicher has six shows, you know, if I wanted to do 50% of his shows, that would be three shows. You know what I mean? So like finding this juxtaposition of narrowing down who you're going to see and how you're going to see them.
Yeah. Oh. And we've gotten to know some of these artists. Like, we want to support you. Like, we, I guess as fans, we're like, we want to be in the crowd for you. And like, are you sad if we're not there? They probably don't care. But like, in our little heads, we're like, but we just want you to be like, hey.
We want to support you all. We love your music. Like, it gets harder and harder every year with the returning favorites and then the new stuff to check out.
Yeah.
And that's just it, getting the new stuff in, which is very important as well. Erin, how do you handle all this?
Well, tip number one, when you see the app starting to update and you see all the bands come pouring in, do not immediately go and add them all to your list and start trying to make your schedule, because they won't be done yet and you'll have to redo it the entire afternoon and not get any work done.
Absolutely. We're a little ahead of the game. We saw that, you know, and it wasn't like, posted yet.
The schedule update.
The app just keeps updating and you have to re-keep going in and adding more.
I realized they were doing an alphabetical order.
Yeah.
As I saw, I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to see Me Like Bees come on till later.
But then every so often there'd be an additional additional show tacked on to one of the ones that had already been added.
Right.
So just let them do their thing.
Yep.
Start later. Yeah. That's tip number one. I think all the listeners know I am a fan of the spreadsheet approach.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
So once it all did come out, every year I do it a little bit differently, trying to, you know, hone my technique. This year, I started with looking at how many shows from acts that were on my maybes or definitely's list, how many acts are on each day, and then how many sets do each of them have. And then I looked at a combination of my priority. Is it someone I really, really need to see because I love them or I'm really curious and have to see them, plus the number of shows. So for instance, Welshly Arms, 2 shows, 1 day, and they're one of my favorite bands of all time.
Right.
So I need to get them locked in early before I can't squeeze them in between other things. So I start with the definitelys. I start with the definitelys that only have a couple shows, work those in, and then start to fill in around it, and then get real sad when I don't have any more slots for some of the things that overlap.
I know.
But that's my starting point. And this year I actually used the little lock emoji. It's when I said, this is locked in. I am going to the show.
Yep.
Because if I don't, I might not see them.
Yep.
So those locked in shows are really important for me.
I do the spreadsheet approach as well. And so it's so hard. You know, I need this visual to like kind of see how I can move things around, kind of like the post-it theory, you know. And I just started, I do hard locks as well. And so I'm like, I have to make decisions and I know I need to be here and I can't move this any other way. Like, I'm not going to change. When I see this artist, the show is the one I'm going to see. So I do a red in my little spreadsheet, and that's my hard lock. There's a lot of greens. Those are the ones I can still make it, but maybe I can move it around a little bit. And then there's the yellows, which means I might have some overlap and I will have to make game day decisions, I think. So it's tough.
You have to leave some flexibility for game time decisions, because depending on who you might be at the previous show with, who's going to see something, okay, well, that's on my list too. I'll come with you to this one.
Or,
you know, I haven't eaten in 2 days. I should maybe get some food and skip that. Right. What bar has good food?
Yeah. And then, you know, what throws a wrench in that last minute, though, is first songs.
Oh,
you know,
right.
We get an opportunity to preview some artists on Wednesday. And so all of a sudden you might see a band or an artist that you're like, whoa, that's how we discovered Fox Royale last year.
Right.
You know, so it's just like, shoot, now I got to squeeze them into the spreadsheet.
Right. Yeah. This will be my first songs this year.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Me
Mira.
Too. Since moving away, I haven't had the chance to come back for anything like that. And this year, we're just going to make it happen.
Okay, good.
Make it out. Make it out. Make it out.
So my strategy is, well, last year it was a little different. I didn't necessarily do like the spreadsheet per se. I made a list, right? This year I was like, I should probably do the spreadsheet, right? But I kind of tagged off of what Aaron said, like the definitelys and the maybes. So I made 2 lists and then I think I asked in our group chat, like, how do you color code yours? And so I kind of did the red, the yellow, green, but I did my colors like the opposite of yours. I did green is go.
Me too.
Like,
green
is
go.
Okay.
Like traffic lights, yellow, the maybe, and the red was more like, not that I wasn't going to see them, but they're like last on the list kind of thing. But a little different strategy that I do different from you guys, when the list of bands all come out on the app, I heart them all first right away. Like the ones, whether I know the music, whether I think I want to try the music, or I just like the title of the band, I heart them all right away. Then when the schedule starts popping up, I'll just like plunk in like every date or every
show.
Set.
So far I do the same thing as well. Yep.
Just so I have like a mix, and then I narrow it down that way.
Yeah, I want to piggyback. I do the same thing. And then what I utilize that for Mile, because I'll have my spreadsheet, which I pulled out of all the shows of all the people I maybes, definitelys, likes, whatever. I pull that into the spreadsheet and pull things off, you know, and that's where I get picky and choosy, but still have things I'm going to have to figure out. But the Mile app, then I go back to my schedule, my hearted schedule. If we're in the moment and I need to know what's going on anytime in the next couple hours, you know, I'll just go there. If I'm in a panic, I need to figure out where to go kind of a situation. So
I do exactly the same thing. My spreadsheet is my slightly more locked in lineup of what I plan to do. Now, plans can change. If I have a gap, if I just need to fill in somewhere, if it gets rained out and I need to look, then I've got all of my favorites or maybes and definitelys still in that schedule. So I can very quickly make a game time decision.
Yep. Well, there you go. We thought we could give them all different ideas. I think we all have kind of the same idea.
Right. I mean, you got to have the Mile app.
Yeah, you get the Mile app. That's the most important thing that'll help you no matter what level of a fan you are. So.
And really important call out, and Mile has announced this too, but in case you missed it, the website and the app do not connect. So not start planning your schedule on a website versus app and expect it to transfer. It will not. Yeah.
That's a good tip.
All right. Those are our strategies.
Yeah.
Awesome. We're ready to go. We're getting there.
Yeah.
We're going to probably need to talk about our schedule a little bit more off air, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. Tammy, let's move on to your artist pick.
Oh, my artist pick.
We are ready for some clues. How did you clue us into who you might be picking?
Okay, so my first clue was, I will take that Cuban rock cigar.
That
one. I was very confused.
I was like, I can't. I don't even know where to go with that.
I looked through the entire artist list for any sort of keywords that might have anything to do with that clue, and I came up empty.
Yeah, and then go ahead. You had another clue for us?
I do have another clue. My band doesn't give a sour vibe.
Okay.
And that's where I had a guess.
That's where you had a guess? I had a guess, too. I'm going to name my guess first because I don't think it's right. Okay. But all I did was scroll through all the Mile artists for this year, and I'm like, it doesn't have a sour vibe. So I'm like, it's got to say something sweet in their name is what I thought. Okay. So I went with the only thing that jumped out that I could really pinpoint, though, is J.E. Sunday.
Nope.
I think I've got it.
Okay. But that's a good guess.
Yeah.
I went the same route with it's got to be something sweet. And there is a band that was on my maybes list called the Sweet Lizzy Project.
Ding, 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 ding.
I that one's on my radar too. Shoot. Oh, I'm so glad you picked them.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, how did you get there?
Okay, so I really struggled this year. Like, I had like 4 different bands in the mix and 5 different bands. Then I narrowed it down to 2. And then when you guys all said that you were going to do Brand New, I honed in on Sweet Lizzy Project.
Okay, tell us about Sweet Lizzy Project.
So the where I got the Cuban cigar.
Yeah.
They're a Cuban rock band.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't dive into the description.
Yeah.
There.
Okay. So I was like, well, if you read the description, they're a Cuban rock band. They're based in Nashville. You know, they have this rock feel. It's a female lead singer. So last year, I also chose female lead singer.
Okay.
The Minx.
That was a great pick.
Yeah. So I must be on this, like, you know, go woman vibe, you know?
Yeah.
But the more I kept listening to their band, like, I just love, like, this front woman vibe and the lyrics. And there's just like, kind of like the storytelling to their music, and they've opened up to like a lot of like old school bands that I like Joan Jett, and they have music videos too.
Oh,
so
cool.
Just to like watch them sing, and they have this latest album from 2022, which is called Pirate Radio, and some of their top hits are Slip Away, which
that was
I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, okay.
And they have another one, I think actually called Pirate Radio. So yeah, this is their first time at Mile. They have three albums.
Okay.
And there's just something about them. I just get really drawn to them.
Awesome. That's great. I'm excited for them as well. So I'm just happy they're a pick for you. Both of your picks actually are on my, you know, to-do list.
Nice.
So I'm glad that really worked out.
Well, maybe our schedules will
overlap a little bit more,
so we can check them out together.
All right. Well, let's play that song right now.
Yeah, Slip Away.
Okay, we're going to play the song. You notice as we're queuing out of the segment, the wind has died down. The traffic is gone. All is good again.
I don't wanna say the last words and be the music to your sad soul, but now we have to say goodbye. Don't let tears cloud your eyes. Oh, I was looking at you. Be my home. I wish
We're back here on the Drew Hahn Show. You just heard Tammy's artist pick. What a great song, too.
Thanks.
I loved it.
I'm taking credit.
Yeah.
Well,
you wrote it, right?
No. Right. You chose between five or six artists and landed on a great one.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm very excited about this band.
Yeah, we'll definitely be checking her out. So awesome. We got to keep things moving along. And, you know, we always have great ideas, don't we, girls?
Mm-hmm.
Like thoughts in the world of like music scenarios that we think would be great. And when it comes to Mile, you know, we always have great ideas, but we're not on the Mile team and they can't do everything we would think of anyway.
Right.
But we want to toss one out there right now. You know, just say, hey, give this a
just
shot.
Catch it.
Yeah, catch it if you don't mind. We think there should be a first stop stage at the Mile. And so this idea was conceived that I want to hear certain songs from certain artists that I've been listening to from the Mile playlist. Okay.
Make it out.
Make it out. Make it out.
So, yeah, for first example, we really want to hear Make It Out by the Stoos. Well, they could stop at the first stop stage, just play that song, and then move along. Like, this stage would have instruments available there. You know, everything's plugged in pretty much, and they just have to try to make it work for themselves real quick. It's not need to be a real show or anything like that. And we could hear Make It Out.
Yeah.
But there's so many other songs on the Mile playlist where I want to hear them, but I don't necessarily know that I can catch the whole set by that just for that one song, too.
Like, so, give us your best.
Yeah. So bring this forth. I mean, what do you guys think of that?
Well, it's kind of cool, too, because, for instance, the Stoos song,
yeah,
they've been moving away from that song.
Right.
So it would be a way for them to still do something the fans want to hear without it distracting from the direction that they're moving musically.
Exactly.
So we could still get that single sample of that song.
Yeah.
And, you know, have that experience. It would also be kind of cool, you know, to be able to do a quick sample, like just a taste test, if yep. you will, to decide what you want to see later on.
Yes.
Say there's 3-4 bands you're trying to decide for Saturday afternoon. You could pop over to one of these on Friday.
Yep.
Check out a couple of those acts and narrow down your list a little bit.
It's kind of like an appetizer of Mile.
Yeah, an amuse-bouche.
Yeah. Like you have, you know, say 30 minutes to kill and just to hear, you know.
Yep. And I think if you're unfamiliar with the artist for Mile and you're just, you want to be down there for the experience, but you're not sure who you should check out, this first stop stage would be a perfect first stop. You know?
Yeah. It would be great too if they had, you know, some food trucks or some other things sitting there too. So
right.
again, if you're kind of between things, you only have a little bit of time, you want to grab a snack, whatever.
Right.
And you can just kind of check some things out and still are part of the music
right.
without having to be in a crowded, crazy space.
Right.
Yeah, so that would be really nice. I was curious, you know, not living in Appleton anymore, I see they have these writer's rounds.
Yeah.
How would a stage like this compare to a writer's round to those of you who know more about these?
Because the experiences I've had with the writer's rounds is this, and this is a good thing, don't get me wrong, it's usually like three or four artists, and they just take turns telling their stories of how they got to their music. But instead of seeing one artist do that, you've seen four artists rotate, and they each perform like three songs throughout that. So you have, you know, maybe 12 songs heard, three from each artist and a story about how they got there to that song.
Okay, so you do still sort of get a sampling, but there's a little bit more storytelling, a little bit more involved than just a quick one-hit wonder and move on.
Right.
And got it.
So, and which there will be writer's rounds at Mile of Music, so if that's something you would be interested in, JD's in one of them, I believe, you know, and Jackson Mankowski's in one.
Was there writer's round last year? Is that
there new? Was a few. Okay. There was one at the clubhouse again. JD Eicher was a part of that one too.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah. I would, if there's time allowing, I'm going to see what I can do to, you know, maybe check out one of these as well.
I mean, the thing about Mile, there's, depending what kind of experience you want, you can hit that.
Yeah.
You know?
I think if there's time for artists in between sets and they just want to peruse the Mile a little bit, this is also a great way to just be showcased and swing by this stage, and if there's availability, jump up and sing a song, you know? So it doesn't have to necessarily be scheduled. It's just who we can get to come over and play a song.
Let some individuals from a band try out their solo stuff, for instance. You know, just kind of test some things out on a market of people interested in music.
Right. I want to share with listeners how to like hone in. I want to hear certain songs. And so these are just some of the songs on the Mile playlist that I have loved. And I think this would be perfect place for these songs to be featured on our first stop stage. one of them is Remember Jones. Oh, he is a fun guy with fun music. And his song, Love Will Return.
Love Will Return. I mean, Drew sent me the link and he's like, Tammy, I think we're going to like dance into this song. And it's so fun.
Right.
It's just, it's so good.
So I would love to just have an opportunity to catch that song in the midst of all this. Another one that was catching my attention on the Mile playlist is by Stephen Poltz. It's called Canapop.
I remember seeing that title.
Canapop. I don't know. It's a plunky song. It's really fun. It's just, when it comes up, I kind of giggle. And like, I would love to see that performed as well. And then this one kills me, but it's great. It's from Joshua Ray Walker. He's the country edge, you know? And, you know, just kind of saying he's a huskier guy, too. And so he's got this song called Sexy After Dark. And it is great, a country song, Sexy After Dark.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I know. So I'm like, he's even actually on my spreadsheet. I might try to catch him just to, 'cause this song gets me. I love it. And it would be, again, a great opportunity to hear on the first stop stage. So
can I add to your stage?
Absolutely.
Just really fast, shout out to Mark from ABF. He has been talking all about the heavy, and I didn't really dive into them until Mile, but on your first stop stage, I would want to hear Go Down the River by Heavy.
Oh, okay.
So good. Man, I can't wait to see this band.
So yeah, there's our idea, and it's out there. Mile knows it now. Can't steal it from us, okay?
Copyright, trademark.
Yeah.
I mean, just plop up that stage, sponsored by the Drew Henschel.
I mean, yeah. Throw my name out there. No, honestly, if they want to use it, that's great. It may not have been something that they thought of. And if they think it's a good idea, by all means, put a stage out there. The big question is, and we will not debate this on the podcast, where would this stage be?
Oh,
over and out.
Struggle is real.
We're going to have another hour running here.
Yeah, right. We got to keep things moving. With that said, let's just pause for a moment and talk about a favorite artist of ours from last year's Mile, Cal Shimmers.
God, yes. I love him.
Man, do we love this guy.
What a voice.
I know.
I mean, I loved him so much, I put him on my Christmas card.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah.
Thank you, Cal.
And we all caught him for the first time last year at Mile 9, and it was an amazing catch. And so since then, you know, we followed him. We've been seeing a lot of his music. I've razzed him about getting more music out there on the platform so we can hear it on our own time and stuff. He's only got four songs out there, and many of us diehard fans, you know, we know these songs. We love to listen to them. We have all said we put them on repeat and shuffle. And so the question begs, of the four songs, this is not ranking them necessarily your favorite to least favorite, but what order do you like to hear these songs in? You know,
it's the Cal Challenge.
Cal Song Challenge. Yeah. So we're going to do that right here on the show. I'll kick things off. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, I wavered back and forth. Every time this song does come on, it's just the perfect way to start the Cal song motif that you get into. Big words. But Heart Drop, you know, that was his first single. And yet every time I hear it, the way it starts, everything about it, I just love it. So Heart Drop for me, I am digging Lullaby. You know, like that song is so cool. And then we got Rerun. And then, of course, College Ave. College Ave is unique to us from Appleton, you know, and stuff like that. But I love, that's my order when I want to listen to some Cal songs. So,
on your podcast with him, you asked me what was my top Cal song.
Yeah.
At that time, it was Rerun. Love them. I mean, I love them all. But then the more I keep listening on repeat, I'm now going to Heart Drop for first song.
Okay.
Rerun for second. And Lullaby for third and College Ave for fourth.
Okay.
And yeah, again, a repeat shuffle. Love you, Cal.
Aaron, how about you?
You know, this is just an impossible question. So I didn't even fully answer it. But where I landed, I like the two of you. Heart Drop, Rerun. I've listened to those the longest.
Yeah.
And so I love them both. I could flip-flop those, either one for spots one and two. And Lullaby and College Avenue, both wonderful songs, just haven't listened to them as often, so flip-flop those for the three and four. I also want to give a shout out, though, to how quickly he can write a song on the spot. The last time you and I were in Elkhart Lake, Drew,
yes,
we went to see Cal, and he made up a song that day that he performed that night, and it was incredible.
Yes.
So, Cal, if you're listening, you can do that all day long. I will listen to anything you want to write. I don't care what the lyrics are. I just want to hear your songs.
And I have to say, Cal is like, just while you see him in public on the mile, I mean, he will do the photo op, he will give the hug, he will smile. I mean, he is so personable. And then now we've met some of his family members. Like, yeah, they're just awesome people. Very cool.
There we go, Cal. We love you. We look forward to catching you on the mile, full band.
Yeah.
I want to point out, I've spotted him on the playlist and knew we would all love him last year after we did our Mile 9 preview episode. I didn't pick him for my artist for that Mile 9 preview, and I'm regretting that now.
That's a fail,
you know,
on
what I
your
mean?
Part.
And I'm just like, shoot, especially going back and looking who I picked. I'm like, ooh, I definitely would have picked Cal over that now. So.
And that was a fun band too, but Cal is just something special.
Yeah, and things change, tastes change, but Cal has stayed strong, and I love everything about him. So I'm just putting that out there, because now we have to get to my artist pick for mile 10.
I want a clue.
Who did you land on?
Well, I'm not going to regret this one. I know that. Okay. I was having a hard time picking my pick, and so I said I finally landed on my artist pick, right? See that? Landed. Okay? And then my band is not so sad.
Serving it up on a silver platter.
Right? Happy landing.
Ding, ding, ding. That is great. After listening to their music, they just have a couple songs I've heard so far that I really love. And I didn't know in what atmosphere I was going to want to see these guys. You know, they have a softer rock edge, I would say, a little bit compared to, say, Marina City that we've mentioned, or Welshly Arms as well. I love it. I just love it. And so one show that they have that is hard locked in, Sunday, Happy Landing is playing at Houdini Plaza. And I really feel like this band's vibe after a crazy weekend in Mile, like seeing them on Sunday, which is kind of our calmer day a little bit, outside, you know, just chilling, maybe to a nice breeze like this. I think Happy Landing is going to sound great on something like that. So I'm super stoked for that. You know, when I did a little looksy-upsy, you know, of what they're about, you know. And I like this. They were listed on Spotify. They're only part of their artist description. This is all it said. Canyon rock band from Oxford, Mississippi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, canyon rock? I like it. But later on, when I was doing more research, you know, they didn't necessarily want to be plugged into a certain genre. They said they could be open to anything. And another way that they did try to describe it uniquely is that they call themselves America's first skate folk band.
Interesting.
I'm not sure what that is, but I'm excited to find out.
I think that gives me that you're at a park, it's sunny, you're skating, like the skaters, you know, out there doing their tricks on a beautiful Sunday afternoon with a little bit of breeze and some tunes in the background. Come on, see what I'm stepping into there?
I'm curious if this will be their first time in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll have to find out and give them the lowdown and get them some cheese curds.
Yeah.
But also some other interesting things here. The band came to be after lead singer and songwriter Matthew Henley spent a semester in New York studying at the King's College and interning at CBS with 60 Minutes.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He must have some stories.
Yeah, exactly. But he did a hard switch and, you know, did this whole band thing. For Henley, the unique name Happy Landing holds childhood memories of summer days spent playing music with his family when his grandfather would tell stories about his time spent in the U.S. military. Here we go. Listen to this. He explained that before soldiers would jump out of airplanes, they would say, I hope you have a happy landing.
Oh, my God. I like that.
Yeah. So it's just like... really sealed the deal on everything that these guys must be about. You know,
I hope they have
a
tank top for you that says Happy Landing.
Yes. Tank top challenge right there.
Yeah.
Happy Landing. I would get one. Do that for
stickers.
Me.
Stickers.
Stickers. And then what song am I going to pick, right? Like decisions. And so picking out what song I wanted to do, they have a new release called Joanna. And I just love this song. It's so groovy and catchy, and I wanted to make this my pick for the podcast. But there's another song that jumped out to me, and this one sealed the deal for putting them as my mile artist for Mile 10 Preview. It's called Don't You Worry. She said, I'll do stay young and innocent. Why does love always end in disappointment? Don't you worry. All right, guys, we're just about ready to wrap up our Mile 10 Preview. If you've been listening the whole time, thank you.
Good choice. Good song choice.
Thank
by
you.
Way.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I loved it.
Oh, good, good. You know,
super fun. It fits with their name.
Yeah.
It feels very happy.
Yeah, exactly. Can't go wrong there. And I liked what you just said off air, by the way. You know, we all have different kind of styles and picks from this episode, you know, so it really creates a full palette of music,
yes,
if you will. So I hope the listeners have enjoyed that as well.
There's a band for everybody.
Yes, there is. That is the motto right there.
Good job, Mile.
Yeah. I just want to point out, you know, decisions, you got to make decisions. But other bands that I want to give a shout out to if you need some suggestions. This is a Mile returnee. I didn't get to see him last year, and I'm very disappointed about that. I'm trying to make sure I get a chance to see him this year. It's Tedious and Brief.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yes. Love the sound, and I really got to get a Hard Lock show in for them. So we mentioned Marina City. You know, I'm trying to see if I can catch them. And another name might surprise you girls, but or you might not even recognize it right away, but Lily Lewis is someone on my radar. You know who I'm talking
about? Yes, I do.
I think we saw her at the first songs last year, and she has a song on there on the Mile playlist called Copper John. And every time I hear it, it's not something I normally would go to listen right away for me, especially from all these picks that we have from Mile. But her voice is beautiful. And she plays piano. And just the chorus, the refrain, everything about it just draws me in this mysterious, magical way that is so unexpected for me. So I'm trying to hard luck her in as well for a show, too. So many options. Tammy, you had a few more you were wanted to put
just
out there.
Just real quick shout out. Cat and the Hurricane is on my top list. Their song Resonate is so, so good. And
Proxima Parada.
Yes. They're on my to-do list. I love that band. I did a deeper dive into them, and yeah, they're on my list.
Cool. So many options. Erin, yeah. Any other last ones you want to put out there?
You know, I think between the first 50 episode and this one, I've named quite a few, but I would also give a shout out. I don't remember if I mentioned Walden last time. They're on my list. And then Oshima Brothers, I thought, sounded
yes.
pretty good.
Ah, they are on my list
and
as well.
And Chelsea Lynn Meyer
yes.
is on my list
yep.
as well.
The female rock.
Yeah.
I'm really drawn to that lately, and
totally.
They're pulling some good
yeah,
ones in.
Yeah, bringing
for
the females.
Yeah.
Last thought, Soul True.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Really good pick, Mile. Like, I really like him.
Cool. So many options out there. We need to stop. With that said, this beautifully transitions into the final part of our outro here. By the way, my tagline for Mile this year is Mile 10. It's personal.
It's very personal.
Mile 10. This year, it's personal. That's what it was. Because there are so many options out there. And Mile does a great job bringing in so many artists. But I've had an astounding year on the podcast. And I have to rethank everyone who's come on throughout the whole season. It's just been amazing. And with that said, of all these artists we are trying to see, I've had so many of them that are returning for Mile 10. You know, and I want to be there for all of them. And I if you're listening, I'm going to try to be there to support everybody. But, you know, this is about seeing new music, too. And you know I love you. I'll see you when you're around the valley anyway. But I don't know if I can make it happen for everybody. So it's not personal. Okay, it really isn't. But if you need to know more about artists and you're on the fence because we've already listed 100 already, I mean, you want to deep dive in there a little bit more. These following artists have been on the show and are going to be at Mile of Music, okay? Claire Kelly, Cal Shimmers, Sam Ness, Michael Grabner, Jackson Mankowski, Isaiah Dreesen. He's going to be there with Isaiah and the New People, formerly of Sam and Run. So he's on there on the podcast. J.D. Eicher, Luke Schaefer from Me Like Bees. We have Fox Royale. Laura Bomer will be at Mile with Valley Fox. And then, of course, 7,000 Apart.
And more to come.
I know, more to come. There's more that I have to push out there and beyond the mile and beyond Mile 10. So, I mean, look at that list.
I mean, and listeners, you can go back on the Drew Hunt Show and just re-listen to some of these podcasts. They're awesome.
They're all there. These artists give fascinating interviews, and it's a good way to get to know them ahead of the mile. So I strongly encourage you getting out there and giving them a listen. So thanks for giving this Mile 10 preview a listen.
Drop what bands you're looking to see in the comments.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear all about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Comments, let us know. We want to see you at the mile, too. If you see us around, say hi, you know. And
but not for too long.
Yeah. Be a quick hi.
Quick hellos, that's all. Yes, it's very exciting times. And lastly, we can't forget to make it out.
Make it out. Make it out.
All right, folks. You know what? The next time we see each other, we will
see you around the mile.
I was just standing around, waiting for a change. Just didn't know what the next step needs to be. I can't see it coming. Sometimes you gotta take that leap of faith. Off into the dark, I'll find the next time. Just to push and shove until you fall apart. Oh, it's hard to stand here when it could all burn down. You just gotta know it'll be just fine. And I'd like to know where you can be found. Just to stop all this madness. You gotta rip it up if you wanna make it out. You gotta rip it up. Make it out. Now I'm back for a second time. You know, it's all stuck in my head. Keep thinking about the perils of tomorrow. Can't contain these thoughts I'm having. Man upstairs, try and keep you down. Just can't connect the lines. Try not to visualize all the awful time you know to be expected. Oh, it's hard to stand here when it could all burn down. You just gotta know. Stop all this bullshit. You gotta rip it.
gotta make it all up if you wanna make it.